This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Deadly West Coast fires are dividing President Donald Trump and the state's Democratic leaders over how to prevent blazes from becoming more frequent and destructive. Scientists say it's not as simple as blaming either climate change or the way land is managed. The governors of California, Oregon, and Washington have all said global warming is priming forests for wildfires as they become hotter and drier. But during a visit Monday to California, Mr. Trump pointed to how states manage forests. While experts say thinning trees and brush can help prevent fire threats, it's expensive and difficult to do the work as climate change dries out vegetation and more people move closer to areas that burn. Hurricane Sally is closing in on the northern Gulf Coast with powerful winds, and weather forecasters are warning of potentially historic flooding. Hurricane warnings stretched from Louisiana to Florida. In Alabama Monday, the governor, Kay Ivey, asked for a federal emergency declaration as the Weather Service warned of storm damage of more than 9 feet in the Mobile area. The storm reached Category 2 strength with sustained winds of 100 miles per hour Monday afternoon. Meanwhile, Hurricane Paulette knocked out power lines in much of Bermuda on Monday, but eventually appeared to have caused only limited damage, even as swells reached as far as the east coast of the United States. The storm lingered over the British territory longer than initially forecast by the Bermuda Weather Service. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says that swells were reaching parts of the Leeward Islands, the Greater Antilles, the Bahamas, Bermuda, and the east coast of the United States. Then there are storms Vicky and Teddy. Both are currently in the Atlantic Basin. While Vicky is weakening, Teddy is strengthening and expected to become a hurricane Tuesday. This is VOA News. China's finance ministry said Tuesday it will extend existing tariff exemptions for 16 products for the United States, including lubricants, whey, and fish meal, by an additional year. The products received exemptions from retaliatory tariffs imposed by China on U.S. goods as countermeasures to the U.S. Section 301 action in 2019. The ministry said the extension will last through September 16th of 2021. This comes as the Trump administration on Monday said it will block U.S. imports of cotton, clothing, and other products from 5 specific entities in Western China's region. The Department of Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli said the move is aimed at combating China's use of forced labor by detained Uyghur Muslims. He said the administration was conducting more legal analysis of the region-wide import bans. Globally, there are more than 926,000 COVID-19-related deaths and more than 29.1 million infections. South Korea's prime minister told a cabinet meeting Tuesday that the country will secure early supply of coronavirus vaccines from international organizations and overseas drug makers for 30 million people, or 60% of its population. 8 former commanders of Colombia's demobilized FARC guerrillas on Monday asked forgiveness for kidnappings committed by the rebel group during the country's armed conflict and said they regretted the grave behavior. It is the first time since the November 2016 peace deal between the government and the demobilized Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia that a group of former commanders, including the former leader Rodrigo Ladano, known by asked for forgiveness and accepted that they have made mistakes. Colombia's government and human rights groups accused the demobilized guerrillas of having kidnapped thousands of civilians and members of the armed forces during the rebels' part in more than 50 years of conflict that has left more than 260,000 dead and millions displaced. An international team of astronomers Monday announced the discovery of a rare gas molecule, that's phosphine, in the clouds of Venus. It may be the first real evidence in the solar system of life beyond Earth. The team, which includes scientists from Britain, Japan, and the U.S., say on Earth, phosphine is only made industrially or by microbes that thrive in oxygen-free environments. The team estimates that phosphine exists in Venus's clouds in only a small concentration, but after running several calculations, they determined that there were no non-biological sources in the planet that could account for the levels of phosphine they discovered in Venus's atmosphere. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.